A guten Erev Shabbos, everybody. This is Rabbi Shlomo Landau with this week's short Vart, actually brought to you from my car, because I can't find any spot in my entire house, Bli Ayin Hara, that there isn't noise of kids learning distant, davening, so Chaz de Hashem. Hopefully you could find a quiet spot to listen to what I have to share. Today's short Vart is going to be just a drop longer, because I need to share a story, which I think gives such perspective to the situation that we're in right now. Just a drop of background to the story. Many years ago, I had the opportunity to have a weekly VOD, a weekly meeting with myself and a bunch of other Kirov rabbis, with Rav Matisyahu Salman, the Lakewood Mashkiach. We would sit around his dining room table and we would discuss and talk Torah and all kinds of hashkafa and different questions and challenges. And it was an amazing, amazing experience that we had this chus to have for many, many years. I remember it was a few weeks before Rosh Hashanah, and I asked Rav Matisyahu Salman the following question. I said to him, Rebbe, I remember when I used to daven in the Lakewood Yeshiva, 1,200 people packed into one of the Beit Medrash there, and when they said, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah, the building shook. When you said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Hu Elokim, you felt Hashem's presence there. You knew that you were in din. I said, Rebbe, but now, as a rabbi involved in Kiruv and outreach, you know, I'm davening in a public school gym with the basketball hoops there, and people's phones unfortunately sometimes going off, and I don't feel any of that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur sensation. Rebbe, give me chizuk, please give me straight, you know, give me a little bit of guidance, give me some direction. And Matzio thought for a minute, and he shared something fascinating. He said that in 1957, the Asian flu, you know, hit the European continent. Now, the Asian flu wasn't nearly as fatal as, unfortunately, the coronavirus that we have now. But what it did was it would knock a person out for a week at least. And then they would kind of, you know, get back to themselves. So he said that year, the Asian flu hit his town of Gateshead in England right before Rosh Hashanah. And when Rosh Hashanah came around, the majority, 90% of the community was in their beds. But Hashem spared the Bali Tokea, the shofar blowers, and they went from house to house, complex to complex, street to street, blowing shofar. Later that week was Shabbos Shuva. And by that point, most of the people had recovered sufficiently that they were able to go to the Rav Shabbos Shuva Drasha. And in Gateshead, everyone went to the shul, the main shul in Gateshead. No one went to other places. And the whole community got together to hear the words of the Gateshead Rav. And the Gateshead Rav got up there and he shared some penetrating mussar. The Gateshead Rav said, he says, you know, we think that Hashem judges us on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur the way we are in shul, dressed in white, with our talisim wrapped around us, everyone davening together, you know, miyichya miyamus avinu malkeinu, when we feel like we're malachim, we're angels, and we feel so elevated. He said, that's not really us. That's just the atmosphere. That's the people around us. And we're swept up, we're caught by the wave of aliyah. He says, however, the truth is HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us the way you were in your pajamas, in your house on that Rosh Hashanah. That's who you really are. That's how Hashem judges you. He was trying to get them to understand this in time for Yom Kippur. You know, I want to say something. Right now, many of us, until 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago, the people that we are aren't necessarily who we really are. The reason we act a certain way is we project a certain persona. At work, we have to act a certain way. In shul, we act a certain way. We want people to think that we're, you know, upstanding, bali midos, yirei shamayim. But how much of it is really us? That's a question we need to ask ourselves. But when everything around us is stripped away and the bare essence of us comes out, when we're in our homes, we're not in shul, how much do we daven? How do we learn? When we don't have to put on this persona of self-control, when we're with our family and everyone's kind of cooped together under one roof, what kind of person comes out? Is that person a good person, a holy person, a gehybina person? Or, Rahman al-San, God forbid, is our core, the guy in pajamas in his house, is that person something that's less than desirable? And that's a question we need to ask ourselves, and we need to ask that to ourselves often. Because if we came into the situation and what we're seeing in the mirror is not that attractive, well, we need to upgrade ourselves so the same person that came into the situation is definitely not the same person that comes out of the situation. And just to tie it to the parsha begins and says, Adam, a man, ki yakriv mikem karban Hashem, that shall bring a karban from you to Hashem. I'd like to share a homiletic, agadaic understanding, a piderech hadrush, to this pasuk. Perhaps the pasuk means Adam, a person, ki yakriv mikem, when he brings the mikem, the inner essence of himself, closer to himself. Ki yakriv, he's able to identify with who he really is. Karban Lashem. That brings a person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being honest with oneself. Being amizdik. Being a genuine person, which is being displayed by the situation that we're in right now, should be bringing out our inner core, our metzius, our inner etzem, And therefore, my bracha to each and every one of you is that what you see is something that you like. And if it's not, you should be able to polish it. You should be able to shine it. That Amir Tzashem, when this craziness is over, will be able to look in the rearview mirror and say, you know what, I gained so much because I got in touch with my true self. And that brought me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing you an amazing, uplifting, inspiring Shabbos. Be safe, be healthy, be happy. A good Shabbos.